December 5th. Blessed Helen Anselmini, Virgin Second Order. Helen, a member of the ancient noble family of the Anselmini, was born in Padua in 1208. Early in life, she entered an ardent desire to become a bride of Christ. And so, when St. Francis established a convent of Poor Clares in her native city in 1220, she received the habit of St. Clare from the hands of St. Francis himself. St. Anthony of Padua was her director, and under his guidance, the young novice advanced rapidly in religious perfection. In order to purify his spouse thoroughly, our Lord began to send her grievous and painful maladies when she was but 18 years of age. She became lame, blind, and dumb, and remained thus until her death. She bore this trial with heroic constancy and perfect surrender to her suffering and crucified Savior. But as a recompense, she was also strengthened and enlightened by abundant heavenly consolation. In spirit, she saw the glory of the blessed in heaven, especially that of our Holy Father, St. Francis, and all the religious who were faithful to their vocation. God permitted her also to behold the sufferings of the souls in purgatory, in order to encourage her to pray the more zealously for them, and to bear her own sufferings with still greater patience. Finally, on November 4th, 1242, God called her to her eternal home. She was 34 years old and had spent 22 years in the convent. Her body has remained incorrupt to the present day, and numerous miracles have been wrought at her intercession. In 1695, Pope Innocent XII approved the public veneration given to her since her death. On patience in time of sickness. If you are afflicted with illness, reflect that it has been sent to you by God. For without the will of our Heavenly Father, not a hair falls from our head. Our Lord Himself assures us of this. Perhaps you have been the cause of your illness through want of precaution, immoderate exertion, intemperance, or other sins. But even then, it is God's hand that sends you the sickness as a penance, and you can do nothing better than accept the penance for the amendment of your life and bear it patiently. Examine yourself and see whether you have borne bodily sufferings in this spirit in the past. Offer them up also for the poor souls, who must suffer more than you in purgatory. But sickness is not always a punishment for sins committed. When the disciples saw the man born blind, they asked our Lord, "Master, who has sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Our Lord replied by saying that neither the blind man nor his parents had caused the blindness by their sins, but that it was permitted that the works of God should be made manifest in him. John 9:2-3. So it was with the innocent soul of Blessed Helen. She was afflicted with sickness that the power and grace of God might be made manifest in her, and her virtue might be proved in patience. If our Lord permits you to be afflicted with illness, perhaps it is because He wants to try you to see whether your piety is genuine, whether your love for God will continue also in the time of suffering. If, with the grace of God, you stand the test in patience, you promote the glory of God and ensure your salvation. Have you stood the test in the past? Consider that even if sickness comes from God, it is not contrary to God's will that we apply the proper remedies to restore our health. We may, and we should, call in a physician when the sickness is serious. Holy Scripture says, quote, "The Most High has created medicines out of the earth, and a wise man will not abhor them," end quote. Ecclesiasticus 38:4. It is part of patience in illness willingly to take the prescribed medicines, to follow the directions of the physician, and not to become impatient even if there is no improvement. Moreover, it is not contrary to patience if we pray and ask others to pray for the restoration of our health. Nor is it wrong to speak of our sufferings and pains. If that is done in a simple and truthful manner, it is better than if the patient remains silent in the hope of being admired and pitied all the more. Such silence is rather disguised love of praise and vanity. Be unassuming and forthright in days of sickness as well as in days of good health. Accept whatever God sends you, apply the proper remedies, and then leave everything in His hands. In this way you will merit His good pleasure and work out your salvation. Prayer of the Church. O God, Thou strength of those who are in health and remedy of the sick, who didst adorn Thy Virgin, Blessed Helen, with marvelous strength in illness and with innocence of life, grant us at her intercession patiently to endure sickness and vicissitudes, to amend our lives and attain to everlasting happiness in heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Helen and Salmini, pray for us. Thank you.